Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out, that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan required. $15 per month equivalent to taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. See terms.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms.
It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys, Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. And once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about angel communication and the universal spiritual laws, and how angels can connect with us, and we can connect with them, and how they connect with spirit. Now, of course, on Guys Guys Radio, the name of the show is Guys Guy, and it's not, just to be clear, this is about new guys, the new way. This is, you know, you can get football, and you can get beer, and you can get everything else that's out there that's considered typical guy stuff, and we do that on Guys Guys Radio. We just had a show on pickleball. We just had a show on channeling horses. We just had a show on quantum physics. And we do so much more. What we do here on Guys Guys Radio is I bring you information that I think is interesting. And I think that it's important for guys nowadays to be open-minded and open to new information, because it's so easy to get set in your ways, particularly if you're in a boomer, that you think you know everything and you don't want new information, yet deep down you do, because you realize you really don't know that much and there's a lot more out there to learn. So today we're going to talk about angels and how to communicate with them. Now, of course, you have to have an open mind to this, but I think our guest, angel communicator Nancy Yearout, will do a wonderful job introducing us to how the angel hierarchy is set up, what our guardian angels are all about, and how we can connect with them and also connect with spirit. And again, all I ask is that you be open-minded and then you do what you want to do, make your own decisions. But that's how we roll here on Guys Guys Radio. We bring new information, new topics, new stuff for guys to consider and maybe expand themselves.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, we are at the interview portion of our show, and today my special guest is Nancy Yearout. Let me tell you a little bit about Nancy. Nancy is an angel communicator. She channels Archangel Gabriel's messages for humanity, which can be found on Nancy's website, Nancy Yearout, like yearandout.com. Her gifts include claircognizance, which is clear knowing, clairsentience, which is clear physical feeling, clairsalience, clear smelling, and some clairvoyance, clear seeing. She's a light worker and she's written a number of books. We're going to talk about this book today. I'm holding it up for our YouTube audience, A Guide to Angel Communication and Spiritual Laws and Angel's Connection to God. So we're going to talk about the angels, your guardian angel, archangels, how to communicate with angels, the physical laws of universal laws. And we're also going to talk about the channeled letters, really, that Nancy has had through Archangel Gabriel. So keep your heart open, keep your mind open, and let's do this. Welcome to the show, Nancy Yearout.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So it's just amazing. What was the, let's start at the very beginning for people okay. who aren't aware. Guardian angels. What is your definition of a guardian angel? Most people think they've got an angel, stays with them throughout life, and that's about it. But it's a lot more than that.
Well, it is. We all have an angel that comes in with us at birth. And, you know, there is a scripture in the Bible that talks about where Jesus says that we do have an angel that comes in at birth. And that angel is with us for a whole life. Now, my angel stands right next to me. She's right here on my right side. I speak to her daily and we communicate. She does come in when I have a reading and she brings forth the information for the person. But what I want to do through this book is to teach everybody how to communicate with their own guardian angel. So they don't need to call me. They can just, you know, ask their own angel, because your angel has your back and your angel is at a high frequency. And so they are only loving and kind. So that is how important it is to connect, so that you get these loving messages, that you get the support that you need. And I also talk about in the book how to connect with spirit, God. Some people say source. I also go through the steps of connecting to Mother Earth, because the first thing we need to do in order to connect with our angel is to be connected with the divine source and bring in that energy. So I go through those steps in the book. And you can't just connect to source and be woo-woo kind of out of your body. So you have to ground. So I teach grounding. And the energies from Mother Earth are healing. And we also receive information, you know, from Mother Earth. So that's why that's so important. And then the last thing is, of course, connecting with your own angel. And it's really cool. And it's really exciting to get the messages from your angel.
Now, let's talk about archangels for a moment, if we can. There's a group of angels. And is there like a core group of about eight or so of archangels that are like the most well-known? And is there a hierarchy of archangels and also angels?
Yeah, well, from what I know, I started out working with Michael. And the reason I started with Michael was he is the warrior angel. And I did have some different things happen to me. I was working with Archangel Michael, bringing in messages with him before I even worked with Gabriel. And then I had a funny thing happen, I'll just tell you. This was at a time where I still had a landline in my house, and I was in Texas, and I had just started my podcast, and I was connecting to spirit every day, bringing in the light. And I got a call from Tibet, because my caller ID said Tibet. And so I had just written my book, Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You. And so I thought, well, I'm going to answer it. So I answered it. And it was this monk from Tibet, and he was really quite irritated. He said, I was meditating. I was given your number. I received messages from Archangel Michael, and he had me call you. He didn't know my name. He just knew my number. He said, do you have crystals all around you? And I said, yes, I do. And he said, well, I have a couple messages for you from Archangel Michael. The first was that I would write two more books. Now, I've only written one since. And the other was to let me know that he is with me. And that was it. And he hung up.
Fantastic.
That was about 2019. And that was crazy. So that was my first like, wow. Okay. And then after that with Michael, I've learned how to protect myself. I am a light worker and I have Because I do connect every day and bring in the light, I have a lot of negative energies that kind of want to come in, and so I've learned how to protect myself. And Michael has been the one that's come in to teach me how to do that. So he was the first. Then after Michael, I went through a divorce, a really terrible divorce in 2020, and I had somebody on my show, and she said, "You know, Nancy, you ought to bring in Gabriel." And she was also an angel communicator, and she showed me how to do it. And so I started bringing in Gabriel, mostly because I needed comfort myself. You know, I just needed help. And he would tell me, you know, it would come into my head, and I would take my legal pad and I would write down what he said. And then I thought, well, we need to expand this. And I'd say, you know, well, do you have any messages for humanity? Because things are really crazy here. And he started to bring forth these messages. And that's how this all evolved. And I put them in the book for humanity to help.
Let's take a step back. I should have asked this at the beginning, is what
Sure.
happened to you? How did you first kind of get tapped in where you could be? I mean, obviously everybody can connect to source, but
Oh,
not
yeah.
everybody can do it. The dial is turned in different at different levels for different people at different times.
That's right.
What did you have some spiritual or some type of traumatic or some type of health experience, whatever, that led you to being able to be connecting and communicating with angels on a regular basis?
Well, I have to say it was the divorce really catapulted me to where I was like, okay, God, I really need to work on myself. And it was after I went within, to be honest with you, it was like, okay, what do I need to do? And so I worked on myself and I connected and I learned and I just kept working on myself. And the more that I did, then it just evolved because I believe that everybody, you know, has to work on themselves. And as you do, then you raise your vibration. And then I started to see the angel numbers, of course, 11, 11, then 22, 22. And these are
Right.
confirmations that the angels are nudging us. They're trying to get our attention. So it was a process, but yes, it was a divorce that really catapulted me into all of this.
For your communication then, Nancy, and my special guest is angel communicator and author and podcast host, Nancy Yearout. What's the name of your podcast again? I'm
It's
sorry.
High Road to Humanity.
I Wrote to Humanity. I was a guest on it a few years back.
Yes, you
Terrific show.
were.
It's been growing and growing. But
Thank you.
when the angels connect with you, do you is it's telepathic, obviously. Do you hear a voice, and how do you differentiate which angel it is?
Yeah, and I talk about this in the book when I teach people how to do it. And obviously, you say a prayer. I pray in the morning and do all of that first. And you want to call in your angel. First of all, let me just back up. The angels want to be recognized, and you have to realize we have free will. So until we acknowledge them, they can nudge us, they can give us signs, but they really want to be acknowledged. So the first thing to do is to acknowledge that you do have an angel. I teach in the book, you know, to ask for their name, ask for their sex. Some say they don't have any sex. My angel, I shortened her name because it was kind of long. So I made it a little shorter. It's Haley, and she's right here. And I always ask her before I start a show if she'd mind answering questions for me. Now, what happens is when I ask her a question, and this is how you know the difference between yourself and your angel. I ask her a question, it comes immediate. There's no time to think. So when you ask a question, it comes boom, right away. So that's how you know the difference between your angel and your own mind speaking to you. And yes, she just tells me, I hear what she says. Like if you want to ask me a question, I can ask her, you know, she'll answer it for you. But how did I really know it was her? It took some time. It took me doing readings for other people and bringing in the information. I'm only the conduit, okay? I'm just the conduit. So I would do a reading and I would ask my angel and she'd bring in the information. And to me, honestly, it was shocking, just shocking, the information that she brings forth. So as we
What
work,
was shocking? What type of information? Shocking in that it was things that like you wouldn't
I
think
think,
that she would know about, or things about
right,
what's going on
correct.
happening on the planet, or what type of what do you mean by shocking?
Well, all of it, all of the above. I think that what really did it for me, and I hate to bring this up, I had a lady whose child was murdered. And she called me for a reading. And that's a really tough one because you really
Sure.
have to take this stuff seriously. And My angel was able to tell the woman exactly what happened to her child, and the woman confirmed everything that my angel had told her. She wanted to know if she suffered, basically. And I gave her the details of what had happened, and it was comforting. But I guess when I hung up the phone, I was really shaken that my angel was able to bring forth this really important information to this woman. So that's how serious this stuff is. And I take it very seriously because but she needed that. She needed the comfort. You know what I mean? She needed that. So, yeah.
So when you do a reading, you call in your Haley, your guardian angel.
Yeah, Haley. I call Haley.
And there is kind of a, like a beautiful hue to your right side.
Yeah.
It's almost like a mist or
oh, you
like
can
a,
see her.
Like an
Some
outline.
People
yeah.
can see her. Yeah, most people can see her. If you're very intuitive, you can see her. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, Haley. Appreciate that. And so when do you call in other angels? And let's just start with that.
Yeah, well, if I want a message, you know, that I really feel is something, I'll call Gabriel in and I'll write, but I do it different with him. You know, like I said, with her, it just comes into my head immediate. With him, it comes into my head and I write it. I don't know why I do it different with him, but I do. So it's a little bit different with Gabriel. So I guess, you know, it just depends. And even with Michael, it's a little different with Michael too, when I work with him. So each one has, we have a kind of a little different thing that we do. With Gabriel, I bring him all the way in like this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's with me. He's like totally with me. Like his wings wrapped around me like that. So each one is a little bit different how I communicate with them. But basically, you know, it's telepathic.
How many of how do you know which angel to call in for what? Did you have to study, okay, this are, you know, Raphael is for healing and Michael is protection and severing ties and things like that. Did you have to study all of the different, because there's a core group of archangels and then there's a bunch of others.
Yeah. Like I'll call in Raphael if I need healing, but I also call in my metaphysical team to heal me too. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
what is that, your metaphysical team, for our audience?
So we all can call in our metaphysical team who is on the other side to help us heal energetically. You have to remember we're these energetic beings in these bodies. And a lot of times, yes, you can go to the doctor and get medicine, but a lot of times it's our energy field. And so I've learned how to clear my energy field, and I've learned how to bring in the angel light daily. You know, so there's a lot of different little things that I do to keep myself, you know, powered up and healthy and joyful.
Okay. For a starter, for somebody who wants to make that connection with their guardian angel and then angels in general, what would be kind of like the three steps that you would give them that they can start to do at home?
Yeah, the steps are in the book, and I can go through them with you real quick, but basically it's saying a prayer, okay, and asking for your angel who's holy and divine to work with you, and then listen, acknowledging that they're there. You can say, I know I have a guardian angel. I know you're here with me. You know, I'm acknowledging you. And you can say, you know, are you male or female? And just listen. And then you can say, what is your name? And listen. And it's a practice. It's like anything else. It's like riding a bike. You practice. You work with them. And then you realize, you know, that's how you know. And then you start to know the difference between you and your angel.
Fantastic. Okay. Nancy Yearout, the name of the book is A Guide to Angel Communications and Spiritual Laws. We're talking about angels, archangels, guardian angels, how you communicate with them. And now let's move to the universal laws, the spiritual laws that you outline in the book. I think you listed 11 of them, starting with be true to yourself, all the way to do not judge. Do you want to tap into like those laws and where do they come from? And they're so important and they're so true.
Yeah.
And just talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, you said be true to yourself. And that's absolutely, I mean, this goes back to William Shakespeare said to thine own self be true. I mean, it's been told to us. We just haven't listened in my mind. But be who you are and be true to yourself and don't worry about what other people think and don't be afraid to be who you truly are and trust yourself, trust your own intuition. You know, it's really important that we trust our own intuition and just be our authentic selves. Don't worry about other people judging us. So that's why that's the most important in the very beginning. Be truthful and honest is the next one, because, you know, I'm an empath, and people, I can tell if somebody's lying, and it's really hurtful when someone lies to you. And it's also hurting yourself when you're not honest. So it's really important that people just be honest. Forgiving and letting go is another one. And I think forgiveness is really not always for the other person. It's for you. Because when you don't forgive, you carry the weight with you. And so when you forgive somebody, you're really releasing it off your own shoulders. And that's why I say it's so important to forgive people. You don't have to forget what they did, and you don't have to condone what they did, but take it off your own shoulders. Don't carry it around with you, you know, and that's what's really important. Let me see. What else is a good one in here for me to tell you guys?
You don't have to go through every one. People need to get the book to get them all. But
they do. But I have honor your body, you know, and why it's important. Be grateful, you know, be grateful for what you got right now. And I won't go through them all. But then I talk about be aware of the signs and numbers, because everybody, not everybody, but people who are waking up are starting to see the numbers, and they're starting to see the signs. And so I do. You know, I talk about that because people are starting to be aware. The signs have always been here, but you don't see them until you start to be a little bit more aware. And so those are some of the laws. I talk about love, and I talk about judgment. I think one of my biggest ones is judgment. Because we've, and you know, I have to stop myself a lot of times too and say, no, don't judge it. Don't judge that person, because you don't want to be judged. And we can't judge each other. We have to be compassionate towards each other. Instead of judging, we need to go to compassion, because everybody has a different life, and everybody walks in a different, down a different path. And we all came here to learn different things. So how can you judge somebody? You don't know why they're here or what they're here to learn. So that is one of my biggest ones, is judgment. And I'm at fault as well. I have to continuously, don't judge.
It's tough for everybody. Now, the last third of the book, if you will, is very important, I think. And it's your correspondence with Archangel Gabriel. And it's, you know, there's very positive messages, but there's also, you know, a lot of information about kind of what's on the horizon, some challenges for humanity. We hear it all the time, like everything, things are going to collapse, but it's going to be better. And there's just so much information out there, and like, be love and don't make your decisions based on fear. But so much of the information that's coming through to us is generates fear. And it's understandable with people. Like, how could they not be afraid with all the uncertainty? You tell people everything you know is false, everything's going to collapse, but it's going to be better. That's tough for people, right?
Well, yeah, but that's okay. So now I'm going to rewind and go back to the very first thing in the book, which is connecting to God, connecting to spirit. You can say source, but when you take 5-10 minutes in the morning, as long as it takes to brush your teeth, I teach to bring in the light and connect to source and say a prayer. Then you become aware of what's going on, but not a participant.
Okay. Witness, right?
Absolutely. It changes you. And I can only speak for what's happened to me. And I've talked to other people. You know, when you get to that point where you're connected to God, you know, you're taken care of, you know, I know I'm a light worker. I know I am with God. I know that all this craziness can go on in the world, but I'm protected. Why? Because I'm in the light of God. I'm with spirit. And once you know, and the love, I have to say, once you connect, the love that you have inside of you, you see, everybody keeps buying things to fill this, to fill up this hole that's in their gut right here. Well, you can't buy stuff to fill yourself up. It's bringing in the Holy Spirit that fills up your soul. It's the connection. We've lost our connection. You know, just like we're connecting back to that mainframe, you know, that computer up there that we've lost our connection to. And it fills you up to the point where material things aren't as important anymore, and you start to change. And so then you don't, you're not as afraid. Faith, you know, I talk about faith in the book too, just having faith in what you cannot see. You know, Gabriel's messages, he talks about things are going to get worse before they get better. But we've already seen that. Things have gotten really bad, and now we do see some light, you know? So things are getting a little bit better, but we still have wars. And he did talk a little bit about the war in Israel, but the editor took him out a lot of those because they were a little concerned about any kind of controversy. So
Sure.
I'll just say that.
So when you were kind of having your own epiphanies about your ability to channel and communicate and declare audio all of your gifts, did they come one after the other? I mean, and then you're like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. Was this a
Well,
process for you, an opening, like an unfoldment, spiritual unfoldment in its truest sense?
yeah, what happened? The first one, gosh, I tell this story. The first, I'm such an empath, and I was doing my show, and I was bringing in the light, and I had written my book, and I was really into this stuff. And my husband came home from work, and he sat down on the couch, and I could see an imprint of a girl with long dark hair sitting next to him. And I was like, that's weird. And I looked at him and I said, who's the girl with the long dark hair? And it was awful because it was like gut-wrenching. And I called every psychic I knew. And they're like, Nancy, you're an empath. You can see the imprint. You're seeing the energetic imprint. And it scared me. And it was awful. And it was hard. But it taught me one of my biggest gifts is an empath. I'm an empath.
Amazing.
And it was hard. Yeah, it's not always easy to know. And I know when people lie to me, and that's hard too.
Now, if you're out at the supermarket or whatever, Trader Joe's or Sprouts or Whole Foods, wherever you are, do you pick up energy from people? Like, oh my God, that person has cancer.
Yeah,
Like,
it
they're not happy together. Or can you turn it on and off?
I turn it on and off. In the beginning, I made the mistake. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've got a lot. I mean, I went to the bank once, you know, this is a few years back, and I sat down. I was doing some business, and I was in an office, and this young girl was there, and she was really upset. I knew her boyfriend and her had a fight, and I said, I said something like, you know, it'll work out, or whatever. And she just was looked at me, and she didn't even want to wait on me because she knew.
I know you.
Oh
You've been
my
naughty.
God. So you have to be careful, you know. And then, yeah, I tune it down a little bit. But, you know, I'm a bright light when I go out. And I do that. And I'm glad I'm a bright light. And I do protect myself. But you know what? I try to send as much good energy out to the world as I can.
Okay. My Nancy, you're out. Amazing. Angel communicator, author, podcast host. The book is a guide to angel communication, spiritual laws. We talked about this when we were setting up the interview. Maybe we can get some information through. So let's start with your guardian angel, Haley. Does she have a message for our audience? What people need to know? This is
Oh,
right around, we're right around Thanksgiving as we're
Thanksgiving
recording
time.
this
Yeah,
interview.
well, let me ask her and see what she says. Haley, what's your message for humanity? To be grateful for the things you have, not for the things you want, but for the things you have. Families get together during the holiday and they don't always get along. But do the best you can and be grateful. And she says, smile and accept people for who they are. You're all different and all unique, and you're all special. This is a time to be grateful for what you have.
Can I ask Haley a couple of questions?
Sure.
Now,
What
this is
do
about Haley, not about me. Were
Ah.
you always Haley? Were you, first of all, thank you for allowing me to do this, ask these questions, but were you always an angel, and how did you get connected to Nancy?
Yes, she's always been an angel. I've been up there in the angelic realm with her. Okay.
Can you see my guardian angel right now?
It's a man. He's strong, broad shoulders. Looks like a real broad shoulders, real muscular. He watches over you. I get like a Bruce, the name of a Bruce. Bruce.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
What, if I may, what do I need to know, me personally, Robert Manny, right now?
Slow down on your work. Too much work and not enough play. You need balance. Walk on the beach more. You have the ability. You're not doing it. She wants you to do it. Does that resonate with you?
It does because it's only a mile away and I rarely go there. That's like, it's one of those things where when it's there, you don't do it.
And I she's telling me, telling you to take your shoes off and put your feet in the sand because, that's where the energy is and that will ground you. It will also heal you. It's very healing to be out there and to walk on the beach. You need that. And you've got an imbalance. You've got too much work and not enough play. And you need the balance is what she's saying to you. Anything else, Haley? Oh, she says you have a wonderful wife. Appreciate her.
Ah, that's true. I do. And she said the exact same thing. We should walk on the beach more.
Wow, that's so great.
Can
He
I
loves.
ask about my cat? I mentioned this to Nancy,
Oh yeah, we can ask that.
passed about 2 weeks ago in a very surprising, not in a good way, and not in a great way that she went. Her name is Suki, and just want to know, reach out to her. I want to reach out to her and say I'm sorry, and that we love her and we miss her so much, and we wish she was with us, and wish she would come back to us in some way.
Let me see what Haley says. Haley, what do you want to tell him about Suki? You brought Suki so much joy that she does want to return. It won't be for a little while, but there will come a time where you will get a new kitten, and it will be her.
Great. Sort of
Oh,
a sense
I'm
of
like all emotional about this.
time frame because I don't want to rush into it and I want to make the right decision.
I'm getting six, like 6 months. I'm getting
Okay.
six.
Okay.
Six is what I get automatically. And let me just say, Haley and I are so connected. If you notice, she's immediate.
Yes.
She
Yes.
answers me. I mean, there's no hesitation. And so that should be kind of to help you guys when you want to talk to your angel. You can talk to your angel, talk to Bruce, get to know him because he does want to talk to you and he does want to communicate.
You know,
Let me
it's
see.
interesting because I asked for my guardian angel's name, and it was a man, but the name wasn't Bruce, but it was a biblical name, and so that's what I use all the time. I guess that doesn't matter, right?
It whatever, you have more, you can have more than one angel. I have seven that work
Okay.
with me, but I have a lot of protection around me because I have work to do here on the planet. I think that's why is the deal. But and I believe that you have just like you have different spirit guides come and go. I believe you have different angels that come and go at different times too. But you always have the one guardian that is your steadfast. I think that's why it's so important that I teach everybody how to connect with your guardian because you gotta remember that this angel has been with me from the time I was born. She
Right.
knows everything about me, which is kind of scary actually, because I've thought about it. I've thought, oh wow. And they always say if you knew what you do, have a guardian angel standing next to you, you'd probably change how you operate, what you say, what you do, right?
Now, how important are those, when we have thoughts versus, people think things, sometimes negative things, but they don't do anything about it. I mean, but it creates energy. Could you explain a little bit, Nancy and or Haley, about how what we think and what we feel and how that is in sync with what we're doing, and
Sure.
that it has an energetic imprint and a ripple effect across the universe?
Yeah, I'll talk about it and then I'll see if Haley wants to add anything. But I wrote the book Wake Up about this subject, about energy, because I was in the real estate business, single mom, and needed to draw business to myself. And so that's when I started saying affirmations. And so it's the power of the spoken word. It's the vibration of your voice that goes out into the universe and the universe complies. So if you say, I'm fat every day, you will be fat because you've told the universe and that's what you want. So be careful what you say. Your self-talk has to be positive. And when you speak negativity and when you say curse words and you send that out, it comes back to you. So if you send out love, you get love back. So it's your thoughts, it's your emotions, and it's your verbal. You know, Jesus talked about the spoken word so much in the Bible. We should really get this part, where what we say creates. We're little creators with the spark of the divine in all of us. So we're constantly creating. So whatever you put your attention to is what you're creating. So what are you thinking about all day? What are you speaking about all day? This is really important. We are manifesting. We are creating our reality with our words and our thoughts, moment by moment.
What is your perspective on timelines where things could be, you know, you could be have different results and all different results happening all at the same time. And the notion that, you know, we experience time in the third dimension because that's just how it's laid out for us and we're very dense. Yet time is really all happening concurrently, if you will. And it's hard for people to wrestle with that because it's a tricky one.
Yeah. A couple things I'll say about time. First of all, your angel can help you manipulate time because I do this a lot. If I have a tendency to take too long to get ready. And so I'll say, Haley, I need 10 more minutes. And she'll say, okay. And I get my minutes, all right. Or if I'm late, I'll say, dude, I've been doing this for years though. I've been doing this for a long time. So we've created time. First of all, let me say this. Humans have created time. Okay. We created this. It wasn't, I mean, you know, this is a man-made thing. So I believe that, yes, we can manipulate time, timelines. I learned about timelines a few years back when I felt myself jumping timelines, going from the third to the fifth. I would be somewhere and I would think, wait a minute. And I would realize, I'm trying to think of an easy way to say this to people. Either an object would be missing and it would be in the wrong timeline. Like maybe I had 3D, but now I'm in 5D, so I can't find it. It's just, you start to realize, I'm trying to think of an easy way to say this, but you start to realize, you know, I was jumping from 3 to 5 back and forth. Now I don't do it as much, but it's you'll start to notice things that aren't there or are different. And you start to realize, wait a minute, something's going on here. And you're jumping timelines is what you're doing. Wow. It's kind of interesting.
How about so many people have this question about, and we talked to Suki, communicated through Haley with Suki briefly, and thank you. And thank you so much, Haley, for indulging us here. How can people best communicate with those loved ones who have passed over when they're so distraught and they don't know that, you know, that the where the person went, if they're okay? How do you kind of come to closure with that, with certain people?
Yeah. Well, I can only tell you my own experiences and what I've helped other people with. You can communicate with your people who have passed if you choose to. Now, my sister passed from leukemia a few years ago. She's one of my guides. She played the piano and we sang. So when I hear a certain song, now I just know she's there. But at first it was a song. A lot of times it'll be perfume or a flower or a butterfly. And those are indications that they're around. When my dad passed, I was actually able to see. I talked to my dad on Facebook or FaceTime, and then he passed. And then I walked in the other room. I was in another state and I looked up and I saw him. God let me see. And he was young again.
Yeah.
And he had jeans on and a t-shirt and he did the see you later to me. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And I got to see him leave. And so some of us get a glimpse. I got a glimpse of my dad going. I told my mom and she didn't believe me, which was really hard.
Well, that's a big part of it too, right, Nancy? That
you got to believe.
Yeah,
you know, but I saw him like no other. So I know when my dad's around, or I'll call him, and you know, I know when my sister's around. I think you just have to watch for the signs. You know, a lot of times they'll flicker lights to get your attention. There's different things that they do. But everybody knows their loved one. And so they kind of get a feeling. If you get a feeling that they're around, just, start to have a conversation. And then it's the same thing. Like when you communicate with the angels, the same thing. Ask a question and listen.
Now, I have heard, Nancy, that because we're in this dense 3D, that it's easier. Like if we say, hey, dad, mom, I love you. They can hear it very loudly on the other side. Yet when they want to communicate with us, it's a lot more difficult because they have to kind of, they have to get through in our dense energy.
Yeah, the frequency. It's the frequency. That's why when I first had Mark Anthony do it, it was interesting to see how he did it. He connected to that frequency. That's what he was doing in order to get the messages from my, you're exactly right. I believe that too, because but for me personally, it's a little different because I've evolved a lot since then. And now I just know they're around and I have more of a clear communication because I've done it for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, it's almost become like a second nature, you know?
Okay. The name of the book is A Guide to Angel Communications and Spiritual Laws and Angel Connection, An Angel's Connection to God. It's a terrific book. Nancy Yearout's our guest. Before we close out, Nancy, let's take a few minutes. What would be your best tips for people right now, your best tips in terms of how they need to kind of deal with everything that's been going on? And seems like things, to me, it seems like the timelines are speeding up even faster. Where some recently people said, oh, things are going to happen about 5 years from now. That seems like present now, almost. Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like the timelines have gotten shorter and what people need to do about what's happening with our planet.
Well, it feels like time is speeding up. I will agree with you on that one. I think people, first of all, need to connect with God, with spirit. Okay, I don't care what you say. It's that love energy. That's the most important thing. The other thing is go outside. Mm-hmm. Get outside. We don't need to build any more stuff. We just need to go outside and connect with nature. We've lost our connection to nature. And nature is so healing. And we just, like I was talking to you about going, walking on the beach, just mm-hmm. getting outside is so important in connecting to nature. So connect to God and connect to nature. It will change you. Whether you go for a walk every day, just get out. I get stuck in the house too. It's really easy to do.
Right.
But yeah, it's true. It's so true. But you have to get out and experience nature because the trees, it may sound kind of wooey, they all have energy and they all have wisdom. And it helps us. You know, before we had all these buildings and stuff and before we had shoes, we would be outside and we would connect with nature. And that's what we have to get back. Technology has taken us to a point where we've gone too far. We've got to connect back to nature. It's really cool to have technology, but you got to have balance. You have to have technology and nature and make it equal. And right now it's not. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to bring it back. And that's the biggest thing that I could tell people right now.
Awesome. You're doing wonderful work. We really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing this important information. Tell everybody where they can get your book. It's coming out December 1st in the US,
yes.
And also where they can learn more about you and get in touch with you for whatever reasons.
Thank you. Yeah. So my book will be out December 1st. It is out in the UK and you can order it right now on Amazon and at barnesandnoble.com. Also, my website is nancyyearout.com. Or if you want a psychic reading, it's psychicforhumanity.com. I do have an empath class coming up on December 7th. Go to psychicforhumanity.com. And my podcast and my YouTube channel is High Road to Humanity. Come and see
check
me.
Check it out. Subscribe. You're doing great work, Nancy. Really appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you, Haley, for being with us today. And thank you for the information at the perfect time. And everything is always at the perfect time, right?
Yeah, God bless. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, what a fascinating conversation with Nancy Yearout, the empath and author and podcast host. Her book is A Guide to Angel Communication and Spiritual Laws. Amazing, amazing information there. And I think the learning that we take away is we have to be open-minded. If we want to get new information in, if we want to connect with spirit, if you will, and anything in the spiritual realm that's beyond our frequency, we need to be open to it. And that means open-minded and means open-hearted also. And to do that, we also have to quiet ourselves down so we're in a position to receive information. It seems like when you're praying, if you pray, you're asking for stuff. When you meditate, you're receiving information if you open up to that. So the practice of meditation is probably the best first step if you want to experience and go on a path of spiritual unfoldment. And I got to tell you, I'm on one myself, and it's not always easy. And there's a lot of bumps along the way. And as Nancy said, there's some negative energies out there also. But if you want to change the world, and I think most of us would say, hey, you know what? Things could be a lot better than they are now. People could be a lot nicer to each other than they are now. The first step is loving ourselves and improving ourselves. And when we do that, it has a ripple effect, and it can affect everything that's out there. So keep track of your thoughts. When there's other information out there, whether it's the mass media or movies or music, whatever, just witness it. Don't fall victim to a lot of the negativity that's being sent our way, because it doesn't have to be that way. And we are so much more than that. And I think this path that we're all on, and we're all in different places on this path, is it's about remembering who we are, not about turning into something different or someone different. It's about remembering who we are. So a couple of quick takeaways from our conversation. One, whether you like it or not, everybody's got a guardian angel if you're open to that belief. Number two, they're with you for life. No matter how bad or boring you are, you've got your guardian angel. Your guardian angel has your back. You can develop a relationship with them, again, if you're open-hearted, if you're open-minded, and you take the time to quiet yourself and learn to do that and ask to do that and ask for signs. Good things can happen. So that's another thing. Also, you have a teams out there, apparently, according to Nancy, where there's your medical team and teams that do other stuff for you, and you need to be able to ask for their assistance and their help and their guidance as situations and issues come along. So the good news is there's a lot more out there that is working for us if we take the time to develop the relationships with the beings and energies that are in these frequencies that are beyond us in the third dimension right now. The other good news, I think, is Nancy, as well as so many other psychics and empaths I've had on the show, believe that we can have a communication that folks on the other side, if you will, people who have passed, that they're basically in a positive situation, and they're loving us and forgiving us. And we can reach out to them. They can hear us easily, more easily than we can hear them, because of our frequency. But it's all good news. It's just up to you what you want to believe and what you want to do to make those connections. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.